This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the Way FM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. So the pandemic is still a thing.
A few months ago, the thought of an infectious disease, even hypothetical, would have sent me careening towards Bummerville.
But we'll get through this together. It's the Wally Show.
While the mask mandate to stop the spread of COVID may be something we dislike and have to put up with, consider the fact that it could be worse. You could be living in Canada.
Just in general. Yes, you're right.
There's a couple who are being charged with an $880 fine for getting in their car and driving around playing the app game Pokemon Go.
Oh, that was a thing where everybody would go out and search for Pokemon on their phone. But I guess if there's a quarantine order in Canada where they live.
Right, exactly. Okay. So Canadian officials, they say that the couple is guilty of breaking the stay-at-home order issued earlier last month. But their fine was an $880 ticket, and they plan on fighting it.
He told me that wasn't an essential reason for being out of my house. So I said I would argue that it was an essential reason for my mental health. I didn't think that I was doing anything wrong. I didn't see how I was contributing to the spread of COVID by sitting in my van playing on my phone.
But again, when they do a rule, it's got to be across the board just to make it easier because everybody, well, I didn't think it was wrong because I just, you know, I was by myself, but then I ran into somebody over here and we talked, like, you have to make the blanket stuff, you know, and so I get it. I get it on both sides because the guy's like, I'm not hurting anybody in my car.
Well, and I also get his point about the mental health aspect. Like, if you're stuck in your house for that long, like, you just want to get out and see something.
And you're in Canada. Like, I mean, that just makes everything
Once
worse.
Once again, Canada.
I know, really. So there you go. Abide by the rules. You'll avoid some of the fines, and we'll all get through this together. Thank you, Lady Rock. You hear so many great songs on Way FM, you might think, well, how do they pick all these songs? Well, the reality is you get to help us. We do a thing called Snap Judgment. You only get a little snippet of the song, and you got to make an informed decision quickly and tell us which one resonates with you. And you know what? You might be the person that decides which song wins and gets played more of here. And a lot of times these songs end up on Way FM, you know, in the regular rotation, thanks to you. So that's what we're doing right now, a little Snap Judgment. Betty Rock, you have the first snap prepared. What is it?
This one is called Jesus Happened.
Jesus Happened. Okay, I kind of like that. Like, you know, then my life was like this, but then what? Jesus Happened. Okay, I'm
kinda
curious,
like,
to see
know,
where it
young
goes.
Slang.
Yeah.
Jesus Happened in the blink of an eye. Every part of my life was changed. Jesus Happened like a thief in the night. He started taking my life away.
Why you look like you were having an episode.
I was being transported back in time to 1990s Amy Grant.
Totally.
I was going to say
you say
it sounds
too?
Just like Amy Grant.
Does it not? I mean,
it does.
It's just so
what
syncopated.
What if it is?
Maybe it is her.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't tell you who it is.
Goodness.
But it was so syncopated and Jesus Happened. Da, 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 like, it was just like an eight. Now, if you love like 1990s Amy Grant, you're in,
but
man.
But should the 90s come back?
No. Okay, so Jesus Happened was not happening for me.
Yeah.
Honestly, I am not a fan. So I'm going to be Wally is a big oot. Gavin?
Absolutely out. That did not work.
Lady Rock, maybe you're the one that saves this thing.
You two scooch on over. Yeah. Coming in the boat.
Betty Rock out as well. Jesus Happened.
I'm
okay.
Just not a big 90s.
No.
And what I don't think they were intending to do that. I just think it happened.
Which is ironic.
Right,
because Jesus happened.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so you know what? But here's the thing. Here's the best part about this. A lot of times we'll go, all three of us will go out on a song, and then everyone else goes, I don't know, you're crazy. It's the best song I've ever heard. So that's the thing. You make your decision. We will take your thoughts on this.
You make it happen.
Yes, exactly. You and Jesus together. and so we got one more song to go. You can put the two up against each other, and then you'll make that decision, and we'll do that within 15 here on The Wally Show. Song number two is what, Lady Rock?
This one's called Keep On Hoping.
All right. Kind of like Keep On Trucking from back in the 70s.
Yeah, I guess so.
A bumper sticker. This is probably better. All right, here we go. Keep On Hoping.
Come on and keep on hoping.
Purposely don't tell you who it is. I kind of like the smallness in her voice.
Yeah.
She's kind of got a little,
yeah,
a little like, soft.
Yeah, and a little bit of an interesting tone to her voice. And I did like that, actually. That was a song that I would like to hear more of personally. So I am in like Flynn, Lady Rock. Jealous of the lady, Lady Rock is out.
Okay.
When you take that long to decide, I know you're out. And I know you're
she
looking
fell
for,
off the fence in the wrong direction.
She's right? Looking for something nice to say. You know, like my mom always said,
if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all.
Okay, so that one didn't click with you.
No.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay. You're more into screamo. I know.
Yes. That's the opposite of that.
Gavin.
I feel like the point of this is that you want to hear more, and I want to hear more of that, so I'll be in.
I'm in that same boat. Gavin and I both like that one. Betty Rock, not a fan of that one. But that's the thing, man. Songs resonate with different people in different ways for different reasons. And so you get to decide now between these two songs. This is song number one, Jesus Happened.
Jesus Happened in the blink of an eye. Every part of my life was changed.
And song Jesus number two, happened. Keep On Hoping.
Come on and keep on.
So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. If you want to call and have your voice heard right now, 855-33-WAY-FM. Which of those two songs would you like to hear more of on WAY-FM? And we'll give you a little bit more right now. 855-33-WAY-FM.
Jesus happened in the blink of an eye. Every part of my life was changed. Jesus happened like a thief in the night. He's got to take you on.
This is the Wally Show. Lisa, how are you today?
I am just wonderful, Wally. How are you?
Could not be better. Let's just be great together right now here. We're doing Snap Judgment. You've heard the two songs, and now you have to break one artist's heart while elevating another. And again, it doesn't mean that either of these are bad songs. It's just a matter of personal preference. But you get to decide, was it song number one that connected with you or song number two, Lisa?
Song number two, Keep On Hoping.
Wow, you even already know the name, so that must have landed pretty quickly there.
It
okay.
did. It did.
Is it because of the theme of hope, or what was it about this song?
I just like the music. I like the melody, the beat, and yes, the hope message is awesome. My husband's in the hospital right now, so it's a great message to keep on hoping in the midst of trials.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Is it COVID stuff or?
No, it's pancreatitis.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Well, that's different, but just as bad. So, okay.
Yes.
Well, yes. She's like, tell me something I don't know. Is he doing okay?
He is, yeah.
Okay, good. That's good news. Well, the song you chose is by Riley Clemens. The song you passed on was called Jesus Happened, which is by who, Lady Rock?
That one's by Baylor Wilson, and that name might sound familiar to you. She was a competitor on and finished in the top five on season 29 of Survivor Blood versus Water.
Yeah, her and her mom, Missy, played. And so there you go. So now she's doing Christian music. So, all right, well, you have declared number two the winner. Lisa, the final thing you have to do is introduce it for us.
Keep On Hoping on WAY-FM today.
The weight of the world is getting heavier now. Feels like it's far too much to carry around. And each and every little time that you fall starts looking like the end of it all. Somewhere hidden in the noise, there's a truth. Someone to believe and hang on to. And each and every...
Oh, electronic mail.
WAY-FM, this is the Wally Show. If you want to get a hold of me, Wally at WAY-FM.com, it's just that easy. And I love getting emails referencing back to something we talked about on the show. And this was from Christy. we were talking about hearing the voice of God and, you know, what do you do with that? And she said her Bible study had decided to do something different to serve somebody or just bless somebody. So they all were going to order pizza and then give like a really big tip. So that was the plan. And she had forgotten her money for that. And so when it got around to her and they start putting money in the bag, all she had was a $100 bill in her wallet. And she was like, well, God, I know that can't be what you want me to do. That's crazy. And she says she argued back and forth with God. And she felt like God was saying, no, this is what you need to do. Mm. And so she reluctantly did it. And so flash forward, the guy shows up. He gets a $500 tip from this small group and then goes about his way. And so they all feel pretty good about themselves. And it's like, okay, we did what we were supposed to. That's good. Then they look over on the counter and the $100 bill is still there.
Oh.
They had forgotten to put it in somehow. It got left out. So then, I'm sure she was thinking, thank you, Lord. I guess you didn't want me to
send this.
Dodged
a bullet.
Exactly. But no, they called back and they said, hey, can you send the driver back to us? He forgot something. So the driver comes back and they give him the extra $100 tip. And the guy starts crying. Like he said, it had been a rough spot for him and this was just what he needed. And he couldn't believe it. And so the cool thing is the small group leader continued to follow up with this guy. And he said, I want to be a part of a group of people that would do something like this for somebody else that they don't even know. Mm. And he was a Muslim. And
oh, wow.
Then he ended up coming to faith because of this. And the whole story is she was faithful to what God put on her heart to do, and a man found salvation as a result of it in a very unconventional way.
And if she hadn't followed through with that, who knows what would have happened. But also, actions speak louder than words. Yeah. That just goes to show, when you show love to others, that says so much more than just saying I love you.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott.
Now I need your help to get back.
This is the Wally Show, and every Friday we go back in time. How is that possible? Flux capacitor. That's how we do it.
Huh.
We learned something from Back to the Future years ago, and we go back in time musically, not to right the wrongs, but to reminisce a little bit about a time and a song that meant something to you personally. And that's what we love, is your story about why you chose the song. Because some of the songs, honestly, are a smidge dated, you know?
Welcome home, you.
Latrell, you know, formerly of the Backstreet Boys.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you could pick that if you wanted to. Even a little Casting Crowns.
Jesus, can you show me just how far
I'm surprised at how old East to West is, like how many years ago that was. It doesn't feel like that many years ago.
How many years ago was it?
I was afraid you were going to ask me that. It's more than you would think.
14.
Gavin, 14. Thank you.
14 years old.
Gavin, wow. For the win.
Like
I was just making
my life
stuff up. And so you came through clutch. So if you would like to have your very own Flashback Friday and control the radio for that one song, it's very easy to do.
All you got to do is go to wayfm.com/Wally and fill out that entry and you might be chosen.
Yep, we'll do it this Friday as we do every Friday here on WayFM. We all know that 2020 was, in a word, dumpster fire, and I don't know if that's dumpster hyphen fire or just dumpster fire, but it was rough. And, you know, the pandemic, shelter-in-place orders, working from home, virtual school with the kids, it was difficult, and all these things can enter a lot more stress into your life.
That's why the need has never been greater for licensed mental health counselors. And this is what's so great. Colorado Christian University is now offering master's degree programs equipping people to become licensed mental health counselors. In fact, you can even specialize in either marriage and family therapy or helping people that are struggling with addictions and substance abuse.
And don't forget, at Colorado Christian University, you can also cultivate your mind without compromising your heart while earning that degree from an accredited university that aligns with your values.
Just go to ccu.edu to learn more about the new master's degree programs that equip you to become a licensed mental health counselor. That's ccu.edu.
Every story needs a hero.
You're a true hero.
And this one definitely checks that box. It's The Wally Show.
The Super Bowl had a lot of firsts in it, you know, and the Bucks were not the only winners of the night, though. Three women made history at the Super Bowl, which saw a record number of women on the field also with roles as the Bucks beat the Kansas City Chiefs. There was a referee for
one. Yeah, there was.
Yeah, Sarah Thomas. She made history as the first woman to officiate a Super Bowl. Like, as a woman, Betty Rock, do you see that kind of stuff and you go, good, I'm glad. I like to see that.
Yes, because it could have been that her dream all her life was to be in that position. And maybe because of something that wasn't her fault, she never got that opportunity. But that's all changing, and now she can actually live the dream that she wants to do.
There you go. Also, some other women that the Bucks employed: assistant defensive line coach Lori Locus. Like, that's another position that you wouldn't think of a woman doing, coaching men in football, you know, as a line coach. Mm-hmm. And good on her, man, for, like, proving that she had the skills and earning the respect to do that. That's a big thing, I would imagine.
Yeah, I can imagine that, like, most guys in, like, a practice probably don't envision themselves being, you know, yelled at by a woman, but I'm sure she scares the snot out of these guys.
Yeah, and, like, being like, well, you haven't really played. Like, what would you know? What can you teach me? Mm-hmm. But, like, some of the best players actually make the worst coaches. Mm-hmm. It's people that look at it from the sidelines that actually can be better coaches. And then there was a strength and conditioning coach as well, Maral Javadefer. She made history being one of the first women on the coaching staff of a winning Super Bowl team as well.
Awesome. That's fantastic.
I know. I like that. The head coach is the oldest Super Bowl winning coach. He also created the most diverse staff in NFL history. So a lot of good things that came out of the Super Bowl other than just another Super Bowl win and some rings being given out. Way FM, Micah Tyler, amen. This is The Wally Show. Who's this?
Good morning. My name's James.
What's up, James?
I was just listening to Wally talk about the three females in the Super Bowl, and I wanted to point out that one of the pilots that did the flyover at the beginning, that they called the trifecta, the three bomber planes, is also a female. And I don't know which plane she was flying, but
the pink one.
I read about that.
See,
yesterday.
That was sexist. See, I did such a good job telling the story and highlighting these amazing women, and then I just undid it all right there.
On purpose.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
And in truth, I was just reading a joke that Betty Rock handed me.
That's not true.
No, but that is cool, man. That's a great thing to see, is women stepping out and getting opportunities where maybe they weren't traditionally offered to them. And it's a great thing for, as a girl dad, I love to see this because I want my daughter to always believe she can aspire to greater things and to do whatever she wants to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is The Wally Show, and if you've ever been at a party and there's like a group gathered around somebody as they're telling a story, you're like, man, that person's got a great story, but I think I got a better one. Like, you're the person that we want to talk to right now. Surprisingly, Gavin has done this a couple times for us, and so much so that we've even come up with a new segment here.
Oh, well, that's fascinating. But one-upping me is another way to go.
One-upmanship, okay? This is where you have a story that trumps anybody else's story in the room. And Gavin, like, if we're at a party and, say, Betty is telling a story about cats or whatever.
Or about dating, you know. Yeah. Maybe I had an odd situation happen. This is your chance.
What are you
to one-up
bust out?
Me. I'm going to one-up you with the story of a girl that I dated in high school who was born with one finger on her left hand.
Okay.
And so the doctors actually took a toe from her foot and put it on her hand so that she, per se, had like a second finger.
So she had a toe for a thumb.
Yes.
Basically. Was it functional?
Yeah, like, no, it could move and she could pick stuff up. It was something that she would kind of keep on the down low, per se. But, like, fully functioning hand.
That is fascinating. See, that's a great story.
And now no one remembers my story.
No, or you. Like, who is that girl that's still standing here when Gavin is telling such a great story?
Way to one-up me, Gavin.
Because you never, and that's amazing. Like, medical miracles and the things that they do in medicine never cease to amaze me. And the fact that someone would think of that even, like, I would have never even put that two and two together.
I wouldn't either.
Would have been like, I got this
extra
toe.
That's a Grey's Anatomy episode there.
Yeah, like, what do I do with this? I don't put it on a hand. band. Like, and they came up with that and they made this girl's life better. Like, that's actually really cool. And that's a winner of a story, Gavin. Like,
yeah,
no
is.
One, that's going to be hard to beat. Okay. So we're going to do one up right now. Okay. You're at a gathering, a social gathering. What is your go-to story to impress people with? Maybe it's something from your life. Maybe it's somebody that you know. You always have that story at the ready. Gavin's got this one, apparently. And I can't wait for the Christmas party this year for him to regale that and like blow people's minds. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. This is your chance to actually one up somebody and be celebrated for it, not like people rolling their eyes. 855-33-WAY-FM. What is your go-to one-up story? What would your one-up go-to story be?
Well, I actually, my friends and family know that I built laser tag arenas, and I'm in the laser tag industry. And at one point, I was invited to the set of NCIS to bring a professional laser tag system so that they could film a scene with it. And then at the last second, I was asked to play one of the parts.
Nice! What? So you got to be on NCIS doing something really dope like laser tag.
Yes.
Did you tell all your friends about this so they could tune in and see the episode?
Yep. It was great.
See, that is so cool. I was in a movie once, too, called I Can Only Imagine. And see, I played a role.
Nobody
and had some
cares.
I'm one-upping! So what is your story that you use as your go-to to one-up somebody else?
I got certified for CPR on first aid at age 11.
Really? That's pretty amazing. Do you still remember it?
Oh, yes.
Have you ever had to use it?
Not yet.
Well, hang out around old folks' homes and buffets.
Oh, my God. Wow. Wally, I want to apologize on behalf.
Oh, it's okay. Every time Wally says something funny and I'm listening on the radio, I just laugh.
So, Debbie, what is your one-up story that you go to when you're at, like, a social gathering?
My one-up story is I got to eat lunch with the Mercy Me Band. I was working at, it's called Super Summer. It's just a camp that they have at universities here down in Texas. And they were the band. It was when they were first getting started. And so I got to just eat lunch with them one day while we're at camp.
So you caught them on the way up. Yeah, because they'd never eat lunch with any normal people now.
Absolutely not.
No, they're actually really good, normal people. And that's what I love about them. And they're funny. They've stayed the same throughout all the years and throughout the success that they've had. It's cool to see them be the same knuckleheads that they always were goofing around.
Yes, absolutely. And while I've got to tell you, I was watching the Mercy Me, their movie. And I was watching with my older son, and my middle son walked in and said, "Has Wally been on the movie yet?" And that was all he wanted to see was you in the movie.
That's such a great story. I'm going to use that now to one up other people. I've got kids requesting me I Can Only Imagine in my part.
Please don't encourage him. He was literally in for the last 3 seconds of the movie.
Yeah, if you want to demean getting the last word spoken in the movie, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, you're right. I was me.
It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's the Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got, man?
After this last weekend, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers' quest for a Super Bowl title is done, and I'm sure the team is celebrating and resting, but there's one man whose quest has just begun. Mm. So at the game, you had 14,000 people who, like, in person attended,
right?
And then they cut out cardboard people, and that was like 30,000 people.
It looked very real, because we watched a few minutes of it, and my wife goes, "Oh, I thought they were supposed to be social distancing." She was getting mad. She's like, "That's so irresponsible." I'm like, "Honey, I think those are cardboard people, I think."
Yeah,
and then it turns out they were.
Yeah, and then you had like audio that they were blaring in, so it sounded louder. Yeah. So it all looked real, but if you got up close and personal, you'd see a real person sitting next to a cardboard cutout of someone. And that was a story for one named LJ, who sat next to a cardboard cutout of a man named Frank. And he said that he and Frank had a good time watching the game, high-fiving, a little bit of smack-talking because they were on opposing side of things. That's and funny. So after the game, LJ actually said that he's been reaching out to social media to see if he can have some help trying to actually track down the real Frank and get him out to Tampa Bay for a little bit of
some real life hang time. Go throw the football around. That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Because you always hear these stories of people reaching out in social media, and somehow this person knows this person, connected to this person, blah, 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 blah. And before you know it, they actually make that connection. I'd love to see that actually come to fruition. That'd be cool.
LJ said that, like, football is a way that a lot of people are able to connect amidst this pandemic. When everything is crazy, at least we can kind of sit back and enjoy football. And maybe he can have Frank out for some football next year.
If nothing else, do a Zoom call.
There you go.
Know? But I'd like to see those two find each other. That'd be great. All right. Thank you, Gavin. This is The Wally Show, and there is a teacher in Ohio who's getting some love on Instagram for having her kids recite affirmations. And she says, you know, it's important that we do this every morning, and she got the idea from a Will I Am song called Who Am I? And it's not like, they, like Black Eyed Peas, Will I Am. And you'd think, oh, that's like some dope new fresh single they've just dropped, you know. But not the case.
No, that's what the kids are saying.
Yeah, it was actually from Sesame Street.
If what I am is what's in me, then I'll stay strong, that's who I'll be, and I will always be the best me that I can be.
I love that.
There's only one me.
She said, you know what, we say this as a reminder of all the things we are. It's important because as adults we're really stressed out during the pandemic, but we forget that it's stressful on our kids, and I'm making sure to do my best to know if they're doing well.
That's awesome, because, I mean, yes, parents should step in and raise their children, but beyond parents, teachers are the second, I would say, the best influence on kids.
Oh, yeah, and looking out for them and stuff. Here's what they do, a little bit of what they do each morning. I swear I'm going to come in tomorrow,
Betty
and Gavin are going to be doing this.
Let's go.
But that's adorable, right?
It is. It's so sweet.
It does go to show, though, like these kids will remember that, and it's the power of words in their life. Words are so important. Words, like that Hawk Nelson song, words can build you up or words can tear you down. And so I want to talk about this with you. Like, whose words of affirmation or whose words that were spoken into your life carried weight and meaning and maybe altered you and made a difference, just like this teacher is doing with these little kids. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I remember a friend of mine saying, never eat something larger than your head. And I have always remembered that. It stuck with me.
Huh.
Yeah, weird,
interesting.
Right? Yours is probably better than that. 855-33-WAY-FM. I'd love to hear your words of affirmation right now. So I'm curious, have you ever had somebody's words hold meaning or power in your life?
Yes, sir. My fifth grade teacher, Pam Archer, she was my teacher during a very difficult time in my life. My parents were getting a divorce, and we were really poor. My dad was disabled, so he didn't have a job, and she just spoke life into me so abundantly and was such a good, positive role model during that time when I didn't feel like I had anybody, even friends my age. She wrote me letters and stuffed them in my backpack when I didn't know it, and I just always had positivity rolling in from Miss Archer.
See, and what's crazy about this is she couldn't solve your financial situation. She couldn't solve the health situation. She couldn't solve any of that stuff. But what could she do? You could feel helpless, but what she did was she spoke life and encouraged you so that you then could rise above the things that you had in your life and could, you know, and the things you had control over could overcome.
And I think your story, Casey, really helps us see that the way that we encourage those around us really has a big effect. We may feel like we can't do that much, but it's as easy as sending a note or a letter to someone that you care about and just telling them how you feel.
Right, because I'm 37 now and I still have not forgotten her. I still talk to her. She knows my babies, and she's just always, I hope, going to be a part of my life.
Whose words have carried weight in your life?
It would actually be my grandmother. My grandma heard that I was about ready to quit college, and my family, those guys, said they were to support me. My grandma heard about that, and she got out of her chair and got it almost close to my face and said, don't you ever quit college. Ever since then, not only did I finish college, I continue using those same words every day, like for running, my half marathon, stuff like that. Those words just mean so much to me.
Words to live by and words that you have definitely internalized, man. Well, Blake, I appreciate you taking the time and sharing your story with us today.
Thank you, Wally.
Hey, have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye, buddy.
Bye.
Don't quit. Oh, he hung up. See?
Uh-oh.
Yes, he's a quitter. His grandma will be so disappointed right now.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Tim, that's what we're talking about, the words that somebody has spoken to your life that really mattered.
I was in basic training, and I had just failed a major inspection, and they moved me into another flight and set me back a couple weeks. And to be honest, I was sitting there crying and just upset and about to give up on everything. And my sergeant from the flight I had left saw me, came out there and said, Wes, I don't care what you think. You can get this done. You can do it if you just try a little harder.
Now, as a drill sergeant, was he screaming this at you at the time?
No.
Or did he take it down a notch?
He took it down and spoke to me like a person. He went from screaming for the last 6 weeks to speaking to me like a person.
Yeah, and I'm sure that mattered to you, too, because A, you could hear it better, and B, you got to, like, see his actual care for you outside of, say, the job.
And I'm sure, Tim, exactly. You know, your experience through all of that, that's not typical for a drill sergeant to do something like that.
No, ma'am, it's not.
At the end of this conversation with you, did he then start yelling at you in case anyone saw, you know?
No, he just kind of walked away after that, and that was it.
And we never speak of this again, right, Private?
And now for some good news.
Tried a couple good news rapid fire stories coming at you because there's enough negativity in the news today. And here's an update to a story that we did back in November. There's a guy in Canada who drove 1,000 miles to help reunite a total stranger with her husband in Alaska. And so this is really cool because now the update is Planters Peanuts, the peanut company, is rewarding him with a new car.
Hey!
And peanuts for life!
Oh, I thought you were going to say
the peanut. Peanut mobile?
No,
oh,
nuts.
I see what you did there.
I thought you were going to say the car was shaped like a peanut.
Oh, yeah, that would have been great. They also gave the lady a car, too, like
that's
for
awesome.
Some reason, and a free supply of nuts. So there you go. Good news, giddy up, go, Rock.
If you're looking for something fun to do this Valentine's Day, it involves AARP. I know that sounds crazy,
yeah, it
but
does.
They are doing this thing called Wish of a Lifetime Group.
Eat dinner at 3.
Stop. Let me finish. They have a group called Wish of a Lifetime where you can sign up to send someone like a someone in an assisted living facility, send them a Valentine's card.
Oh, that's awesome.
And if you want to take part in that, it's wishofalifetime.org.
Is that what you were doing? I saw a Valentine's thing. I thought, in the middle of the show, is she online dating? But is that what you were signing up
yes,
for?
Yes, I love little old people. And I think it would be fun to send them a Valentine's card.
Well,
just to let them
go.
Know that they're not forgotten.
I love that. That's cool. I love your heart on that, too. And so that's something that you can do just like Betty as well. And that is going to do it for your good news giddy up. It's February, so that means one thing and one thing only for couples. Groundhog Day. Yeah, you thought I was going to say Valentine's Day, didn't you? Hey, it's Wally, and Valentine's Day gets all the attention, but Groundhog Day is the workhorse holiday of February. It tells us we're going to need to prepare for more winter months. Valentine's Day is just flashy and costs us money. It's the same way in the mortgage industry. You see all the flashy ads for quick loans from huge corporations, but I want to know who I'm dealing with, especially when it comes to something as important as my mortgage or a refinance, and more importantly, I want them to know me. That's why I love United Faith Mortgage. Full disclosure, they're not the flashy ones, they're the get it done ones, the ones who make getting a mortgage or refinancing easy on you. They're faith-based and family-owned, and their direct lender advantage will actually help you save money. So do yourself a favor, check them out, and you'll see. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
If you watched the Super Bowl this past Sunday, you may have noticed Tom Brady and Kansas City defensive back Tyrone Matthew.
Yes.
Tyrone Matthew get into several verbal altercations.
I don't know what was going on. There's one time after the play, I didn't even see much of the game, but I saw this, and Brady goes over to him as Matthew is getting up, and helmet to helmet,
ooh,
says something to him, and you're trying to read his lips.
Okay, all right. Well, this all started when Matthew at one point ran up to Brady shouting and pointing fingers at him, which I guess caused Brady to see red.
Yeah. Yeah.
And called Matthew things that Matthew wasn't even comfortable repeating later to reporters.
Oh, no.
So don't know what was said there. But all that to say, Brady later reportedly texted Matthew apologizing, saying that his outburst came, quote, in an emotional moment and were in no way a reflection on his feelings towards Matthew.
I think that it's a good example of how we all can get caught up in emotions at work, at home, in relationships, and we can behave in a way that is not becoming of us or who we would want to be. And I think we all, because Brady has a good reputation in the NFL. Like, he was encouraging his whole team the week before, and they were all like, he's the reason we won. He inspired us that we could win. So he's a good leader. And I think that he had a moment.
But when someone comes up to you and is yelling at you and pointing fingers, automatically puts you on the defense, and you might lash out.
Yeah, and that's probably what happened. But at least the lesson, though, too, is that even though he got caught up in that moment, he still followed it up with an apology saying, hey, I lost my cool, and that's not the way to handle this.
I mean, it was a text apology, but whatever.
Okay. Boy, he's never going to be good enough for you. All right, thank you, Lady Rock. That's your least of these. This is the Wally Show, and when you look at the childhood stars and how they grow up, some of them struggle. You know, you get so much so fast, and you don't know how to handle it. You got the wrong people around you, and before you know it, you've got, you know, a Lindsay Lohan situation or Amanda Bynes or Shia LaBeouf, and, you know, their lives, you know, take these little turns. And so I came across some information about some childhood stars who actually went on to leave the business and do something else.
Actually do good.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like to just make a break from it and go, you know what, this was part of my life then, and I'm going to do something different. And some of these are actually really surprising careers that they ended up doing. And so I want to play a little game here of where are they now with you, okay? Got a chance to win a prize, 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can be part of the show at any time. And right now, if you want to play this game, 855-33-WAY-FM. And it might surprise you, some of the things that they are doing.
There could be some people that are maybe in realty now, or maybe they're waiters or waitresses.
Or royalty. Who knows?
What?
Yeah, I know. I've said too much. Actually, that one's not in there.
Oh,
so if you want to play along, 855-33-WAY-FM. Way FM, this is the Wally Show. Sarah, how are you today?
I am great. How are you?
Really good. Do you have a subscription to People Magazine?
I do not.
Okay. Uh-oh. Do you follow, like, kind of the celebrity stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this might help. Oh, good. Well, that might help you out here because we're doing child stars and some of the ones that left the business that could have destroyed them. Okay. So here we go. Peter Ostrom. That's not a name that you probably recognize off the top of your head, but he was actually Charlie from the original Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
I got a golden ticket.
The one with Gene Wilder, so the little blonde-headed kid. So what did he go on to do for a living? Is he A, a veterinarian, B, a violinist, or C, a vegan chef? What do you think?
I'm going to go with C.
C, a vegan chef.
Do you think it's because he was around all that candy as a young kid and maybe he realized the negative effects of it?
Exactly.
That would have just emboldened me to eat more. No, I'm sorry. He went on to be a veterinarian.
Really?
Yeah. Despite that success, he had three more film contracts after, and he turned them down and went this other direction.
Look at him go.
Okay, well, not a point there for you, but that's okay, Sarah. We still have a couple more questions. We'll find out how you do here in 10 minutes on The Wally Show. Here we go. Angus T. Jones. Do you know that name, Lady Rock?
No.
He is the half part of Two and a Half Men. He was the kid on Two and a Half Men.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what does he do for a living now? Is he a concept car designer for Ford? Is he an event planner or a Lego artist? What do you think, Sarah?
I'm going with event planner.
Event planner. You would be. Betty Rock made a face. What's that face?
I don't know. I just feel like I might have gone with the Lego builder because he probably spent a lot of time as a kid having to be on set.
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't have enough time for learning. So.
And so he built Legos and turned his passion into a career. Well, you, Betty Rock, are wrong. He is an event planner with Puff Daddy's son, Justin. So, yeah. So P. Diddy there. Puff Daddy has a son and he he's doing event planning. So there you go. Good job. You got that one right. Last one here. Most know Mike Vitar as Benny the Jet Rodriguez from the movie The Sandlot. Did you guys ever see that?
I love The Sandlot. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out which one Benny was.
He was Benny the Jet Rodriguez. So you know this film, Sarah?
I don't know which one he was either.
I think he was the tall one, the oldest one.
He was the forgettable one, apparently. So what did he go on to do here? Did Mike become A, a firefighter, B, a baseball coach, or C, a rodeo clown?
Oh, let's go with A.
A, a firefighter. Betty Rock, what would you have gone with?
I would agree with that because it sounds like you made up rodeo clown because I think that's what you actually want to do with your life.
It is, actually.
And a baseball coach sounds too typical. So,
and it
yeah.
was a baseball coming of right. age movie, though.
So, yeah, I think you made that up.
You
I agree.
So?
I
right.
think it's A.
It is not B, the baseball coach.
Knew it.
It is rodeo clown.
No, it is not.
Oh,
you're, no, you're lying.
No,
I'm truthful.
No, I'm lying. It's
yes!
firefighter. Way less cool, though. Like, I would have rather been a rodeo clown. Well, the
yes.
good news for you, Sarah, is you figured it out. You got 2 out of 3 right. That means you are a winner today.
Woo! Yay! I never win anything. This is awesome.
Duh.
This is the Wally Show, and a duh comes about when we find a list that has a lot of things on it that you're like, oh, that makes sense, duh. But then there's one thing that stands out, and that was the list, the case for this list. There's a lady who lost 100 pounds in 1 year. Impressive.
Wow. Oof.
Yeah, Gavin's on his own little weight loss journey.
I'd love to do that.
And he looks great. He's doing it. He's staying in it, and God bless him. And maybe
we love you for who you are.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. And so maybe these will help you, Gavin, as you're going through this.
Okay.
Start small.
Yeah.
This lady says, you know, I didn't want to make these drastic changes, but instead of getting the upsized burger meal, get the regular sized burger meal.
So it's and I could see where that would help because if you start big,
yeah.
you're likely to fail.
Yeah, exactly. Then start moving. So
Ooh.
Get out, walk for half an hour a day, have a little bit of exercise. Gavin's like, I'm off this train. use a meal tracking app. That's another thing that she said really helped her.
Because
when you see it and you put it in there and you see how much you're consuming a day, it definitely will alter you, and it helps keep you accountable.
Yeah, and if you're a visual person, that can make sense, too.
Yeah. Learn to love yourself as we love you, Gavin.
You're good enough, you're yeah. smart enough, and doggone it, people like you.
That's right. You guys are great.
That you're a good person, whatever your weight is, okay? But here is the duh. Cut back on socializing. And I thought,
okay.
Wouldn't that make it worse? But you, typically, when you go out with your friends to eat, you eat a lot more, and you're enjoying that moment and stuff. And then she also said, or if I'm ordering a salad, then it brings up the whole conversation. Oh, you're losing weight, blah 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 blah. And she wanted to avoid that. So for her, she just minimized those social interactions that centered around eating and
so
food.
So ultimately, friends are your downfall.
Yeah,
I think that's what we've learned here.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know that that's 100% what we learned.
That's what I heard.
Okay, well, there you go. All right, so maybe if you're trying to lose a little bit of weight, that will help you out like our very own Gavin. This is The Wally Show, and we have this thing at wayfm.com called our prayer wall where you can submit prayers and have people pray for you, and you'll get a notification. It's a really cool thing, and we had our biggest month of praying with people, which was cool, and a lot of the prayers center around health and COVID-19, but this was a little bit different one. Dave said, my brother-in-law Shannon survived his first bout of brain cancer, but it's back and determined to take him now. Yesterday's doctor found 2 new tumors. He's struggling, and it's getting worse. His cognitive functions have declined. He's a warrior, a big-hearted man, a wounded veteran, and so please pray for peace and no more suffering. And it's interesting because it says this prayer request was answered, and you're like, what?
Oh, nice.
How amazing is that? But then you hear the reality of it and the perspective shift of it. It says, thank you for all your prayers. Shannon died this morning. But again, that's the perspective, because the prayer was make it stop hurting,
right?
And,
sure.
and heal him in that way. And so to be able to look at that from a healthy perspective, not of loss, but of, all right, God, he's with you. Dave goes on and says, he struggled mightily on earth. He was a father, a soldier, a healer, a warrior, and a hero, because he was a medic in Iraq and went on to be a nurse. Saved so many lives. God bless you, and thank you all for your support. So that's how the prayer wall works, though. And maybe you're struggling through some stuff, and you need that kind of life-altering perspective. You can find it there as people pray for you. And the only thing I ever ask is that if you use this and you pray for somebody, you know, pray for one, post one, you know, pray for somebody else. If you're going to post one, pray for one. You know, mm-hmm. I think that that's a cool way to be proactive in the midst of your hardship as well. And it's real easy to get involved.
Yeah, you can post your prayer wall request right now. Just go to wayfm.com. Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.